Tonight, we're here with Jimmy Bauer of I Hate God, Down, and, you know, multi-instrumentalist from Louisiana, just all around. Just an all-around fucking
whatever.
Cool dude.
I'm cheap, man.
I know. Jimmy, thanks. I appreciate you taking time out tonight to hang out and bullshit. The first question that I'd like to talk on, we were kind of just talking about it. I Hate God. Big fan. Are you guys writing new material?
Yeah, we are. We decided last year that in January we would take 4 months off because we had been touring a lot. We were doing Europe twice a year. We did the East Coast with Goat Whore, did the West Coast with Goat Whore, and did some other stuff in between. So it's time to buckle down and write a record because it's been a while since the last one came out. We're bad about that. So
yeah.
But we just started writing a couple weeks ago, so it's going very nicely.
Right on. Well, super excited. I noticed the last one came out on Century Media, which is you guys had relationship with them, you know, previously, but you did.
Well, it was licensed.
Oh, okay.
Like we paid for the recording and everything, so we own everything. And we just licensed them to put it out, you know. I mean, because after 35 years of doing this band, you know, it's finally we're doing it correctly, you know. So it's that was real important to us is in order to make. Yeah. We gotta write it first before we even decide what to do. But yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we were on Century Media for the whole 90s and part of the 2000s. So
yeah. Well, that's good. I think that's smart, you know, doing it that way. So you guys keep control of everything and own everything and let them just put out the actual physical media, which is nice. It's better for you guys, right? Better as the artist.
Yeah, it's just we had some bad shit happen with them, and all bands have bad weird stuff happens with labels. So to be able to do it this way, because not every band can do it this way, you know. But to be able to do it this way is really positive for us and makes for a happier band, you know.
Hell yeah, it does.
And keeps it kind of DIY too, you know.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah, you're doing it your way, right?
Which is the only way for us. So
yeah, I would like to see more bands do that, right? Like it's always been historically, all the bands are like, oh, I've got to sign to a label and we have to, you know, do this path because we think that's the only way. But at the end of the day, bands tend to they're happier, make more money, are more successful when they do it themselves, because there's not so much going out to fuck whatever else, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, like for a band like us, for I Hate God, like Century Media in the 90s, they just didn't really understand what kind of band we were, you know? And I mean, it's kind of a new genre, you know? And so cheesy things were done, you know, and you have no control. Once you sign, you don't really have any control. So, you know, and I think it's inevitable that a lot of bands are going to start doing it DIY, if not already doing it now.
Yeah.
Like you said, it just makes more sense. The bands make more money. You're in, you know, artistic freedom is, you can't buy that, dude. That's something that you have to have, because that's sobby. But yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we like doing it this way. It's, you know, and I mean, we're an actual business, so, you know,
right.
LLC and all that, so.
Hell yeah. So you guys are writing new stuff. Do you guys have tour plans this year already, or are you guys just really focused on recording?
No, we're going back to Europe in May, and we have some festivals in Norway, and we're also going to do Australia this summer. And you know, just basically try and get this record out. We're going back again in December and doing a UK run. So it's just, I mean, we were like gone a lot. So, you know, it started to take a little bit of a toll. I mean, we're not fucking 25 anymore, you know? So,
right.
I have kids, you know, I just recently got married a year ago. So, this 4 months has been nice to take off, but yeah, we're definitely gonna start back up soon. So
hell yeah. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know a lot of people are really excited about New Down also.
Oh yeah. You think?
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah. We got together and started writing. We have a practice room on this side of the lake, and on the other side of the lake is where Phil lives. So we kind of got together and wrote a bunch of stuff and everything. And then we planned to go, went out to Phil's for a weekend before he started back up with Pantera. And it went really good. We got 7 songs. So yeah. And actually went and saw Pantera in Memphis 2 weeks ago. My wife and I went up there to go check that out. And he had some songs with vocals on it, like that he had did before he left on tour. And I think people are going to shit, man.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. It's got, I mean, Down's a fun band, you know. It's like, you know, you get all of us in the room, and I think the chemistry is undeniable. And there's so much respect amongst each other that the songwriting process is really smooth, you know?
Yeah. Well, you guys have known each other for fucking 30 plus years, yeah. You know? So
yeah,
I'm sure that helps a lot. And obviously everyone's got their own things. And this is like, you come together with Down, like, hey, let's do this. Okay, cool. Like,
just
get together and jam, which is,
I really enjoy being back on drums. You know, it's been a while. I mean, we did a couple like weekend type things last year, and we went to Europe the year before that. So, and before that we did the podcast and stuff, like, I mean, not podcast, live stream or whatever. And no, it's just, you know, that it's not a full-time thing, Down, but when we do it, you know, we all enjoy it and have a really good time.
Hell yeah, that's what matters. That's,
yeah,
that's,
yeah,
where,
yeah.
I think the best music comes out, you know. Everyone gets together and it's like, there's no, we have to do this, we have this timeline to do shit. It's, we just get together, right, when we can get together and have a good time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, everybody's schedules have to, you know, when I go on tour with I Hate God or whatever, a lot of people are like, dude, why doesn't Down do more? And it's like, it's not like, hey, man, y'all want to jam. It's like, hey, yeah, everybody pull out their calendars and, you know, and see what's happening. So yeah, that's an aspect of it, you know. But it's a blast, dude. You know, like when we went out, come on, man. When we went out to Phil's, it was just fun, man. We barbecued food. You know, it's like a big family, dude.
Yeah.
You know, everybody brought their wives, you know, and we just sat around, ate great food and jammed, you know. So,
hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, me too. Obviously, it's been a minute. I'm like, I was listening to Down all fucking day today.
Oh, cool.
Like, man, I go through those phases where it's like, I'm going to listen to this band all day. And, you know, then some days it's listen to a little bit of everything. I found this band called Fire Down Below out of Belgium. I guess I found them last week just randomly. And I'll send you some, but man, they are so fucking good.
Oh, cool. Cool.
They've got this weird mix of like I don't know, little stony, you know, a little like stoner rock, and it's mixed with some surf and some psych. And
Yeah, it's always, that's a great feeling, man, when you find a new band, and you know it tugs on your nuts like it did when you were younger, you know, and you tell your friends and you know and shit like that. So that's always a good feeling, you know. It's just because it doesn't happen that much anymore, because right. I think a lot's got to do with my, I mean, I'm 55, so it's, you know, and what technology is kind of, I mean, for somebody my age, how old are you?
47.
Okay, yeah, so for somebody our age, the technology has changed so much that it, you know, what used to be cool was grabbing cassettes, you know, or you know, bands give demos on CDs. Now it's all email, you know, and shit like that. So it's kind of up to us to try and make up for that, for what we lost, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, the good thing is we've got that resurgence of vinyl, which, you know, obviously when we were growing up,
yeah,
you know, that was shit. You put the record on, you pulled the insert out, and you read all the fucking lyrics and just, you know, and jammed out. So
yeah, I definitely miss doing that, you know. I don't know, I just try and think about young kids these days getting into bands and stuff, and you know, it's like, you don't want to be that geek and be like, oh, it was so much cooler when we were kids, you know, but it kind of was that there was like a little more mystique to things, you know. It's like, I wonder if kids even listen to more than like one or two songs off of albums now, you know. It's like, because like you said, you don't tangibly have a fucking record with the lyrics, like what drums they used, you know, all that little cool shit that used to really, like, I used to get into, you know. So
yeah,
it's just different. It's different.
Very different. And that's something I tried to instill in my kids, right? Like taking to a lot of shows. Like last time Slayer played here at the Yum Center, I took my daughter, and you know, Phil and the Illegals were there doing their stuff with Ministry and Primus, and to see her, I know she'd heard Pantera before, but to see her, you know, see them do it live, you know, Derek and Mike and Phil and Joey and Steven, it was just, she walked out, I took her to the bathroom, and she was like, respect, walk. And I'm like, fuck yeah, like, you know, to do that. And she's, you know, now she's got records, and she has read a record player, and she listens to fucking full albums, which is,
oh, cool,
you know, that's where it's at. Like, you,
yeah, I agree.
You know,
I agree, man. It's like reading a book, you know, because, you know, I just, like I said, I don't know if it's my age and I'm just older now, or, you know, but I don't physically like go out and look for bands like I used to, or even hear about them. You know, it's like being on tour, it's cool to have local bands open up, that way you get to see new flavor, you know, new bands and stuff like that. So, but that's cool. You found a band the other day, man, that you like. That's awesome.
Hell yeah. They're fucking awesome. So speaking of like local openers, has there like recently, have you had a local opener that just really blew your mind, that you're like, man, they were just really fucking good?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it happens all the time. My memory sucks, man, so I wouldn't remember what band it was or anything like that. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, we'll be sitting in the dressing room or in the van or whatever, and band will start up, you know, and usually within the first 30 seconds of the band, it's like, whoa, we need to go watch these dudes, you know? And, it's cool to connect. It's a great way to connect with other bands, you know, and stuff like that. So,
for sure.
Yeah, bro.
For sure. So you guys are doing Headbangers Boat this year.
That's right. I forgot about that.
That's going to be cool as fuck.
Yeah, we're real good friends with the Lamb of God guys, I mean, specifically Randy.
Yeah.
When had his liver transplant. I forget what year it was, 2016, 2017. Randy, we toured with Discharge, band from the UK. So Randy came out and took Mike's place while he was, you know, healing up and everything. And we've known Randy since, like, before when Lamb of God wasn't even called Lamb of God. It was called
Burn the Priest. Yeah.
So we've stayed at Randy's house a million times. So Randy texted me and he's like, have y'all ever done a cruise? You know? And I was like, no, we haven't. And he's like, oh, good. So they sent the offer out and everything. And, you know, he's like, I'm just glad I'm the first one that got I Hate God on a fucking cruise, you know? So it's great. I can bring my wife and it should be fun. I mean, I did a motorboat, which was Motorhead.
Mm-hmm.
And that boat. So I've done it once before and it was a good time.
You right know, on.
Kind of a trip. You're riding around this big ship, fucking jamming, you know, everybody's wasted, you know?
Yeah.
Usually a good time.
Hell yeah. We've got, I've got some friends from like the Cleveland area. They got tickets and then my wife and I got tickets. So we're super, super excited. Like I saw I Hate God, Corrosion of Conformity, you know, Death Clock, Napalm Death. And I was just like, we're not fucking missing that. We're going.
Yeah. It should be a good time. I mean, for I Hate God, it's definitely something different for us, you know, but it's still gigs.
Yeah.
I mean, you get free cruise out of the fucking thing, you know, so.
Yeah. Oh, darn. I have to go to the Dominican fucking Republic, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care where it goes. Just, you know, it should be a really good time. I had really good time on the motorboat thing with Down. So this will be cool as well. And like you said, a bunch of cool bands, you know, yeah. And bunch of friends. So that's usually a good recipe for a bunch of crazy nights, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not too many, you know, it's just enough to be like, oops, I don't want to go too far. All right. Time to sober up for a minute.
3 days or something.
It's 3 nights, 4 days.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think, last year they had someone fall off the boat on their way back.
Oh, wow. Did he die?
I don't know that they ever found him.
Oh, man. Well, that won't be me. Fuck that.
Yeah, me neither.
Fuck that. I don't. Yeah. Like, me would have partied a little too much, you know. But that's one cool thing about being older. As a band, we don't really party as much as we used to and all that. So,
yeah.
We won't fall off the boat.
Yeah.
Very misfortunate that guy did. That sucks.
I'm not falling off the boat either. Fuck that.
No, sir. Fuck off that.
So, the big news today is the Slayer reunion.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know. Me and my wife were talking about it, and I think a lot of people expected them to maybe come back and do something, you know. But for Kerry King to make that post like he didn't even know about the show, or, you know, it's just, I don't know if it's believable or not, you know. It's like, it could just be a marketing scheme, you know, and all that, just to start up some drama to get more people. But I mean, it's cool, you know, if they want to play again, that's great, you know. They're a great band.
Yeah. I missed the shit out of them when they announced it. I was like, yeah, and I'm with you. I think the whole marketing thing with Kerry, I think it started when he was like, Dave Lombardo is dead to me, and I haven't talked to Tom since 2019, and, you know, yeah. all that. I think that was just like the...
I mean, are they planning on doing it without him? Because that's what the thing kind of read like.
Yeah, the lineup that I saw is the same lineup that retired in 2019 with Gary and Paul and Tom and Kerry. So, like, I find it hard to believe that he's like, oh, I wish they would have told me about it. Like, bullshit, you knew about it. You're probably on the talks for the last year, you know?
Right. Well, it's going to be a big payday for him, and people are going to really love. Where is it again?
They're doing Riot Fest in Chicago, and then... Oh. Louder Than Life here in Louisville.
Oh, wow. They're doing two. Oh, wow. You get them right in your back fucking yard. So that's cool.
Yeah,
yeah, they'll fucking touring again soon, probably.
Yeah,
yeah,
we'll see. If it's
who knows?
just a couple of one-offs, like that's fine with me. If they decide every couple of years, or, like some bands do, they just we're gonna do a festival for whatever reason. Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's like they don't really have to quit touring altogether. You know, they could still, like you said, just do things like that, and that way they won't burn out. You know,
Yeah.
because I heard Tom Araya was just like completely burnt out. You know, you can tell Kerry King's not. He's got a whole another band going and all that. So he's, but I mean, as speaking as someone that's been touring for 35 years, it does get old, dude.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you have family and like I have kids. So, it's just but it's what I do, So
Yeah, I think that was Tom's.
I'm throwing the towel in,
Right. I think that was Tom's whole thing. Like, he
I think
feels
so.
like he missed, watching the kids grow up and do all that. And, he's like, shit, now I got grandkids. I want to have time with them, which is
I mean, you got to respect his decision,
hell yeah.
So,
You know, shit, a lot of good memories and years out of that band too. So whether they only do these two and never again.
So you're in Kentucky?
Yeah.
The fuck's his name? Oh, Tyler Childers fan.
I've never really listened to him a lot.
He's really good. He's like a singer-songwriter slash country. And I don't know, he's really good, And isn't Sturgill Simpson from Kentucky too? I
Yeah, I
don't know
think
about that.
so.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I'm a big country fan, so
Okay.
not new country, but old country.
Yeah. You like Steve Earle?
Yeah, he's great.
Yep.
Like David Allan Coe and Hank Jr. and Willie Nelson.
I got a
What I grew.
buddy. So this is gonna be a short story long kind of thing. You played on Crowbar's Oddfellows Rest. I'm an Oddfellow.
What does that mean?
So, the Oddfellows are a fraternal organization like the Freemasons.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I've been a Crowbar fan for a lot of years also. Well, in my lodge, there's a guy who used to be he used to be an outlaw. He was like an enforcer for the outlaws.
Oh, okay.
And he was telling me a story, I don't know, probably 4 or 5, 6 months ago or something, about David Allan Coe. Like, he didn't like him. He threatened to kill him one night. He was like, he said, if you don't shut your fucking mouth, I'm gonna put one in you, dude.
Damn, he told
Oh,
David that?
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like
I
that.
don't
Fucking wild. So, out of all the years of touring, is there a touring memory that really sticks out to you where you were like, I never thought that I would hit this level?
Oh, dude. I mean, yeah, Down did 9 shows in the US and 9 shows in Europe with Metallica. We opened up and I never thought anything like that would ever happen, And probably the biggest thing, the coolest, was when Down toured with Heaven and Hell.
Ooh.
So got to watch Vinny Appice every night, watch Tony Iommi sound check for like 2 hours a day, just by himself getting his delay down. And it was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, dude, And that I would have to say is the biggest like cool thing, like hanging out with Dio. No, it was just super cool and a great opportunity,
Fuck
We
yeah.
did Australia with them, and I'll tell you a funny story. I was playing drums for COC for a couple of years while Reed was getting his back taken care of and all. And we toured with Pantera in Australia. So we go to Australia and we get to Sydney where we have a night off. And then so I was downstairs at the bar hanging out with Dimebag. And me and him were drinking margaritas and shit. And then next thing I know, we're dancing with these old ladies, you know? It's like kind of dancing around in the lobby area and all that. I don't remember why or whatever, but at some point, it turned around and me and Dime were like, it became like a verbal argument with these ladies and stuff. And just weird. So we got put to bed. But when we were drinking, I told him, I said, yeah, man, it'd be awesome to go fishing, you know, do like a charter boat thing or something, because, you know, we're in the Indian Ocean. It's killer. So I went the next morning. There was a piece of paper under my door. It had been slipped under, saying that he rented a 65 foot catamaran, and we were all going to go charter boat fishing. That's just how sweet that dude was, you know.
Hell, he's
just so fucking cool. So we go fishing, and all the guys from New Orleans, you know, like me and Pepper and Phil and all that, didn't throw up, but like Dimebag puked the whole time. I can't remember if Rex went or not. I don't think Vinnie Paul went. But yeah, like everybody from Texas was throwing up and everybody from Louisiana was fine. Which was and we had that a cassette deck on the boat. So we had Sleep Jerusalem, mm-hmm. you know, the record. We had that on. And if you know anything about Sleep, it's one song.
Yeah.
It's like one really long song. So the Australian captain's like, whoop. Is this fucking song end, you know, and all this? And fucking, what was cool is after we finished fishing and everything, got back to the hotel, Dime called me up and he's like, man, what was that band? He's like, I want to get a copy of it, you know? I was like, wow, that's really cool, you know? So,
hell yeah.
That was one of the funnest touring experiences I ever had, you know, doing stuff like that. So,
that's a cool memory to have, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Get put to bed and then wake up to we're all going fishing, like
yeah just because, you know, I don't know, I just thought it was like the sweetest thing ever, you know.
Yeah, really for sure. Did you catch anything good out there on the boat?
I caught a tuna, and Pepper caught a tuna, and went and one other dude that was roadieing for us from New Orleans, he caught a tuna. You know, like I said, the other guys, they were fucking throwing up the whole time. Dude, it was like 20 foot seas. It was ridiculous. You know, the boat was doing like this, and I took Dramamine before we went out, because I grew up fishing out in the Gulf.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know what it's like, you know, so you got to do something to calm that down. So it's just funny. We got back next day. It was like, y'all threw up and all this shit, you know, silly.
That's funny shit. I actually, my nephew lives in Georgia. I just flew down probably in August, took him out, you know, we got a charter and went out on the Gulf. He was like, we're going fishing. I was like, fuck yeah, we're going fishing. Caught a bunch of different, you know, snapper and some little tunas and shit. He was like, this, how much are we gonna eat? I was like, as much as you can stick in your fucking belly, dude. Like,
yeah.
Do it up. He's like, all right.
We're gonna get sushi tonight. Thinking of that. What happened?
He just like, I think they ate fish for a fucking week.
Ooh, wow, that's nothing wrong with that.
Nah, it was a good trip, good memory. Because his dad passed away almost five years ago.
Oh, okay.
You know, so try and keep those memories going with him.
Oh yeah. You're a good friend then, man.
Yeah, well, it was my little brother, so it's my, you know.
Right.
Like, fuck. I guess like Dime, right? Want to do shit for people. I just want everyone to be happy, have a good time. Life's fucking short.
Yeah, you know, it's like I was fortunate to be a good friend with him, you know, and like I Hate God would play Dallas, and we'd always on our way to Dallas, we'd be like, Sabi, it's enough. On our way to Dallas, we'd always be like, dude, we're not sleeping at Dimes. We're not. We'd wake up at like fucking noon the next day, you know. We'd always do Dallas like at the end of the tour. So it's like a 10-hour drive home. And this is back in the day when I drove, know, all the time. So anyway, we'd be playing in Dallas, you know, and like getting around to the second to last song or something. And here comes that motherfucker with a big thing with like fucking 30 shots on it. And he's like, you know, brings it on stage and all that. And we'd always go back to his house and sleep at his house. He had a crazy house, man. You know, we probably slept at his house probably 10 times, you know, but it was always a blast, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I feel really fortunate to have been a friend of his, you know.
Yeah.
He was a great dude, man.
Yeah.
He really.
That's cool as fuck. So it's always nice to have those memories because it's, you know, like I said, life's so short, you know, we bury our fucking friends way too much.
Oh, yeah. I know, man.
The yep. older we get, the more common it happens. You're like, what? Yeah.
No, it's part of aging, you know.
So do you guys have with I Hate God or Down, do you have a certain like sound you're really striving for, like super early days? Or are you trying to do something new?
Like I Hate God, we're talking about the period right after our first record, In the Name of Suffering, and Take Is Needed for Pain. That period, you know, was a good period, and kind of it defined what I Hate God sounds like, you know.
Yeah.
So we're all conscious of that, and constantly talk about, dude, you know. So we're trying to get back into the boom, 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 you know, the chunks and shit, and as far as Down goes, Down's like totally a fan band, you know. It's like the whole band was gotten together because we were big fans of Saint Vitus, The Obsessed, Trouble, you know, Witchfinder General, all these bands that we like. So it's pretty much common territory when we go into write with them, with Down, that, you know, we all know what we're going for, you know. So
yeah,
it's just cool. Like we were talking about earlier about getting into bands and all that. And just it kind of brings out those old memories, you know, of doing that. And like, you know, it's fun, man.
Hell yeah. Have you heard the Obsessed new album?
Yeah, it's great.
It's fucking good.
Yeah. We just toured with them in Europe in October. So I love the Obsessed, man. Wino's an amazing person, and he's just so talented, you know.
Yeah.
And fucking godlike in my eyes, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I think in a lot of people's eyes.
Yeah, yeah. He's great. I hope they find much success with that album because it's really good. You know,
I think they will. It sounds really good. I feel like Jason Taylor is a good, you know, a good fit, be over there on rhythm.
He's great because that's the first time that's ever happened in the Obsessed. So, you know, it's you know, doing those shows with him and everything, they click, their guitar playing complements each other. And, you know, who doesn't want the Obsessed with two guitars? It's like twice as thick, you know?
Right.
So really cool thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to talk with Jason tomorrow.
Oh, cool. Tell him I said, what's up?
I will. I just talked to Pete Campbell, Minnesota Pete Campbell from, well, he's playing with Pentagram now.
Oh, okay.
He was like, I said, oh, I think we were talking about Down. And he goes, oh, I said, I'm going to talk to Jimmy here soon. He goes, oh, when you see him, tell him I said, fucking hi. I was like, all right, dude, I'll tell him.
Oh, cool, man. Yeah, tell him I said, hey, if you talk to him again.
Yeah, for sure. So what, obviously, right, Metallica, Pantera, right, to play on those stages is, you know, from any kid, that's like, that's where I ultimately want to be. Is there another band out there that you're like, I'd really like to share a stage with them?
Oh, there's a bunch of bands, but they're all older, you know. No, older bands and stuff like shit. That's a good question. I mean, like I hate God. What's cool about I Hate God is we can play with anybody, you know. We get like different reactions. Like we tour with Clutch.
Yeah.
You know, and Clutch's crowd is Clutch's crowd. So that was a challenge, definitely, you know. and touring with Black Label, I thought was going to be more of a challenge than it was. But it was actually, we were better received with Black Label than we were with Clutch, which is weird. But trying to think what band. They'd like to do some more stuff with Sheer Terror again. We did that. I'd like to tour with Agnostic Front. That would be fun.
Fuck yeah.
We did a bunch of touring with the Cro-Mags, and that was great. You know, it's just like just doing whatever you can with people that you grew up listening to. You know, it's surreal, man. You become friends with them, you know, and exchange phone numbers and text stupid shit, you know, and it's like, wow, man, that's, you know, that's John Joseph from the Cro-Mags, you know, or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's cool to play with bands that you look up to because for that, and, you know, B, you get to form a relationship with them, and, you know, it's like, all kind of questions, geeky questions you got, you know, all come to surface, you know. So it's really cool. I can't really think of a band right now, like other bands. I Hate God to open for the Melvins. That would be fun.
Oh, that would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, I love the Melvins. So
me too.
They toured with Down in maybe 2015 or something like that. And it was phenomenal, dude.
Dude, every time I see them, it's like they have such a good fucking show.
Oh yeah, they're great, dude. You can't touch them with a 100-foot stick, man.
No, I
mean, that's one band that was like a huge influence on the New Orleans scene, you know, and yeah, they're very well loved here, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I that is another band that like their crowd is like I don't want to say ravenous, but kind of ravenous. Like, if you like the Melvins, you fucking like the Melvins. I was part of my birthday trip last year. Me and a buddy flew out to LA to see Mr. Bungle, the Melvins, and Spotlights play at the Palladium. And that was like,
oh, nice.
That was cool as fuck. You know, right. I'm used to seeing the Melvins in 500 to 700 seat venues, and to see them in a 4,000 capacity sold out Palladium was like, holy shit.
Wow, that's great. That's really cool. That's super. Man.
Good shit. US tours for I Hate God coming up?
We have a couple shows here and there. Nothing real solid. We might try and maybe do a West Coast run in the fall, you know, but it's really just time to concentrate on, you know, trying to get this new record together. So we're all pretty focused about it. So it should happen pretty well. And, because when I'm at home, I work, my buddy has a welding business. So I'm a welder's helper. So I never, when I come off tour, I go straight back to work, you know? So it's like not really much time off. So, but I'm thoroughly enjoying this, you know, but we played a lot in the US. So,
yeah.
And we're not gonna say there won't be any more down shows this year either. So we're, you know, talk about doing weekend things or something like that, you know, just to, while Phil's still doing the Pantera thing. So hopefully that'll happen. That'll be fun. You know, it's always fun touring with them.
That'll be cool as shit. I think I had some friends last time you guys played Atlanta as Down. They were like driving through from like Indianapolis to Atlanta to see the show. They're like, you want to go? I'm like, no, I want to, don't get me wrong, but I got shit I need to do.
That was a good show too, man.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Fucking bummed. I'll catch it this year though.
It'll happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks getting old and having responsibilities, you know.
It's life, man.
For sure.
I hear you though.
So I feel like Phil stays pretty busy, you know, with, you know, Pantera. Mike DeLeon was saying that he's writing some new Illegal stuff. God, I can only imagine how everyone's schedule looks like. Yeah, we want to do a date. Okay, 7.5 months away, we can do this Saturday.
You really have to plan ahead. And yeah, it's kind of aggravating because, like, if Down wants to do something, I have to, you know, try and call I Hate God's booking agent, see what's going on. You know, sometimes dates get moved around, you know, and sometimes it just doesn't work out and it never happens, you know. So
yeah,
it's definitely confusing, you know, in that aspect, you know.
Yeah, fuck that. That's so much. Like, I get it. I think I've got like 5 calendars in my one, so I can only imagine what it's like having everyone's calendar in there, you know. When do you guys hope to be done with the new I Hate God?
I don't know. We're not putting a date on it or anything. Just like right now we're rehearsing once a week. We need to bump that up, you know, rehearse like 2 to 3 days a week. And I think it'll happen a little faster, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, I'm still getting used to the whole one guitar thing. So it's like, especially with writing, you know, because it's, everything just sounds better with 2 guitars, I think. But we don't want to get another guitar player, you know, moving on, trudging on that way. And it just trying to get used to it, you know.
Yeah.
Used to doing that because it's not as easy as everybody thinks. So.
No, I agree. I like the 2 guitar because it's a lot fuller sound.
Oh, totally. Totally.
You know.
Totally. But person in the band, he's like, nah.
No, we don't need another personality.
Exactly.
So I used to live in Nashville back in mid late 90s. This band come through. They're played at, do you remember a venue in Nashville called Lucy's?
No.
So it's like a record store in the front and a venue in the back. Probably held 50 or 100 people. So this band was out of New Orleans, and what was their name? Their name was Novak.
Never heard of them.
It's funny because they were like, when I met them, I'd never heard of I Hate God, and they were like, oh, we practice in the same space as I Hate God. And I was like, who the fuck is that? Like, that's so wild, you know? So that they turned me on. I was like, oh shit, yeah, that's cool.
Oh, cool, man.
I missed those, you know, those days where it was like you go to a show and you didn't have the access to streaming. It was a lot of tape trading and you had to really search to find stuff.
Yeah. And if somebody was really into something, you know, I'm like, a couple times, like, made copies of certain bands just to give to people if you saw them and, you know, and fucking, wait, you've never heard this band? Dude, check it out, you know? So, yeah, it's, I think it still happens, but it's just on a different platform, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it for sure is. I mean, I send music to people about every day. I'm like, dude, check this out. This is fucking really cool. I think you'll like this. And
right.
I fucked up the other night. I went to a show. Who was playing? Oh, Nest was playing. So I go to see Nest and there's a couple of openers and one of the openers was like, eh. Then the other two were fucking great. And I got a buddy in Michigan. I sent him the band that was like, eh. I was like, hey dude, these guys are fucking great. I think you'll like it. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, where do you get this? And I realized about 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, I sent you the wrong band. I sent him the other band he liked that I thought he would like. He's like, oh yeah, these are a lot better. I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah, all emails and shit now, you know.
Yeah. There's a lot more accessibility.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to grow the fan base. The downside is the pay for radio play. It's not there like it was.
Right.
You know, yeah. That radio play was what, 12 cents a play. And now it's not shit.
Right.
So all time, what's like your all time favorite band?
Probably the Melvins, man. Probably would have to be the Melvins, you know, because I don't know. They just, I mean, as a drummer, Dale from the Melvins is insane.
Yeah.
But a great guitar player. And they basically, you know, Gluey Porch Treatments, the first Melvins record, was where I formulated my whole style from. So, you know, that and Sabbath, you know. But the Melvins, I literally lost my mind about the Melvins back in, like, the late 80s, you know. Just couldn't believe everybody didn't know about them. And, you know, just they used to call me Jimmy Melvin, the Melvins, you know. I used to call them on the phone and all that shit. And we were just, I couldn't believe a band could sound like that, you know.
Yeah, they've definitely, you know, it's always a really unique sound. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, when they do a cover, it's fucking great because they've got some real solid elements of the original song, and then it has the fucking Melvins like Kiss, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they definitely have their tinge to anything they do, you know, so it's cool.
Yeah. It's nice to see that they're still playing shit 40 plus years later, because I think they started in what, like 82 or 81 or something.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah,
definitely a while ago. They're a great band, man. Great guys too.
Hell yeah. Well, maybe we can get I Hate God and Melvins to tour.
That would rule.
Hell yeah,
that would be great, man.
I'd fucking go to that for like 10 nights in a row.
There you go.
That'd be good shit.
Yeah.
So the question I didn't ask you yet, you've been married for a year ish.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
Going great. I'm with my best friend in the world. And, you know, me and her listen to music together, same bands, and just, actually met her in 96 when I was on tour at Crowbar. We met in Phoenix and kind of lost touch with each other. And then, you know, I went through a divorce from my first wife, and we saw each other again in Richmond, Virginia, and, you know, just rekindled from then. And, you know, like, no, you're not going anywhere, you know?
Hell yeah. Not,
man, I love her to death.
That's fucking awesome. It's always, you know, when you have that person, right, it becomes, right, a partner, a best friend. It's everything, and you know you can just go home and this is my comfort space or my safe space or whatever the fuck you want to call it, you know?
Totally, totally. Yeah, I mean, you learn things from relationships, you know, that you're in your life and everything. And, you know, it's just, for me, just speaking for me, it, you know, like, getting together with Vicky has just been great, man. It's like everything I've always wanted, you know, and all feelings are covered. And, you know, it's a really great, secure feeling, you know?
Hell yeah, it is. Yeah. I
accompany you in this crazy thing we call life. So,
yeah, I met my wife probably almost 12 years ago, and same thing. My best friend. I've got everything I need right fucking here.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah.
Love very the shit out of it.
Of that, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because it seems like all too often in current times, everyone's so quick to like, oh, I'm mad at you, so I'm going to leave and go do fucking whatever else. Shit.
Yeah. I mean, marriage takes work, man. It takes understanding and commitment, you know. We've been together 5 years, and like I said, we knew each other back in 96, but I constantly still learning things about her, you know, and you know, it's like if two people coexist like that, you know, there has to be like give and take, you know. You have to put in, you know, 100%, man. So
that's the truth. I heard a funny story. It was someone said, oh, we should give 50-50. It's like, you know, and they're at the end of the day, it's not 50-50, right? We should both give 100%. So it's
Totally.
You know, that's fucking awesome. Well, I'm happy for you, dude. I think that's awesome.
Thanks,
you married your fucking best friend.
Thank you.
I can't wait to hear some more. I hate God. Some more down. Some see you guys on the fucking road. I missed when you guys were on the road with Goat Whore. I missed that. I caught Goat Whore here in Louisville, and it was like an off night with you guys. And then next night was Indianapolis. And I was like, fuck. at least I got Goat Whore. Whatever.
I'm sure we'll do it again. You know, that was a really good band, really good fit for both bands. So I'm sure we'll definitely do that again, you know?
Yeah. That's good. I'll be able to take my fucking wife to it. Cause she's a hippie. She listens to a lot of like Grateful Dead and Dave Matthews and
right.
jammy kind of stuff. I took her to, we went to see Goat Whore and Battle Cross in Michigan, 2019. And we were front of state, you know, riding the fucking rail for Goat Whore, and they get done and she looks at me and she was like, they were so fucking good.
That's awesome.
So yeah. Well, Jimmy.
Thank you, bro. I really appreciate it, man.
I appreciate you taking time out to chat with me tonight. Really excited to see what the future holds. If nothing else, I'll see you on the boat.
Sounds good, brother.
Hell yeah, dude.
Have a great night.
You too, brother.
All right, man.
Later. See ya.